In the collect of St. Francis de Sales, we pray, O God, by whose gracious will, Blessed Francis, thy confessor and bishop, became all things to all men for the salvation of their souls. Grant, we beseech thee, that being filled with the sweetness of thy love, we may, by the guidance of his counsels and by the aid of his merits, attain unto the joys of everlasting life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Francis de Sales became all things to all men for the salvation of their souls. They call him the gentleman saint, and it is said of him that he converted in just about 3-4 years some 72,000 souls who had during the Reformation fallen away from the faith and brought them back to the Catholic Church, the Chablis region, which is all around Geneva in Lac Leman. Saint Francis, in so doing, placed the first roadblock in that Calvinist convoy, which had been hitherto unstoppable, and it seemed that all of France would go Protestant. And this he did almost single-handedly in the teeth of opposition from his own as well as from the Protestants and every possible obstacle, wolves, freezing weather, cold-hearted Protestants who wouldn't even stop to say hello, and Catholics who had already given up, faint-hearted people. How did he do it? They say he did it by his manners. His manners. Now, what does sitting up and not slurping, not keeping your elbows or your smartphones on the table as you're eating, what does that have to do with this? Besides, aren't manners overrated, somewhat old-fashioned today? I mean, all stuffy and formal. After all, I gotta be me. Well, the point of manners is that life is not about you. Of all things, though, manners, properly practiced, make us happy. They are more than a social obligation, too easily forgotten today. They're a kind, really, of a social sacrament, an outward sign of an inward disposition. They embody and form the building blocks of happiness. Generosity, gratitude. As Catholics, we learned the lesson that externals matter. What you do with your body affects your soul. Therefore, if you want to be cheerful, smile more often. It's as simple as that. Manners puts us in our place, and we all of us need that from time to time. They're a guide, furthermore, right past that slippery slope of selfishness. Our words, our actions, our posture, and even our dress turn us either in on ourselves or outward towards others. By turning to others, we become generous, grateful. And that makes us happy. Speaking of manners, St. Paul in the Sunday epistle spoke about all of that and sort of sums everything up by saying, it's not a matter of a lot of rules. Love your neighbor. Truly love him. That's the fulfilling of the law. You might say, in today's cancel culture, that you could cancel everything except Catholic charity. And what a magnificent civilization you would restore in Christ our King. Charity. Charity makes even charitable works, though, of no avail unless it brings a friend along with it. We've been talking about that friend off and on since the first Sunday of Advent. Kindness. The idea of the love for anything supernatural, our Blessed Lord, Our Lady, the faith, that's not going to necessarily come across by what we do in the way of charity, even with the best of motives. No, not if we are cold or harsh or ungracious. If I do not see, if I do not feel the heart of Christ Jesus there, however will the umpire of his love be extended? How will souls be won? How? By manners. Good manners that are so much a part of you that nobody notices you. And that's the point. St. Francis de Sales was celebrated for his learning. He's a doctor of the church. His writings, his holiness, and his work to make holiness available not just for nuns and priests, but for married folk, for lay people, for everyone. And by all of this, he was able to express a deep foundation of the faith and to draw souls back again to the magnet of Catholicism. He was raised that way, of course. He was of the nobility, and of the nobility they have that French phrase, noblesse oblige. Nobility has its obligations, and the primary one is to forget yourself. He was a gentleman, and that is how, not by fierce, clever attacks, not by violent arguments, that is how he was able to conquer his thousands and thousands perfectly peacefully. I remember the long ago when I attended the high school seminary in Detroit. It was obligatory, we had lots of rules. It was obligatory that your school books should all be covered, and all covered the same way, and you covered the book out of respect for the book. And on the cover was printed Cardinal Newman's definition of a gentleman. It is almost a definition of a gentleman, he said, to say that he is one who never inflicts pain. That is to say, he never does it intentionally. Sometimes in refusing or correcting, others will indeed take offense, but it's never with the intent of giving pain. St. Francis de Sales, great friend, was the saint of charity, Vincent de Paul. He says that even when we're conducting normal business, we must always ask and never command, always phrase things politely, not to claim our rights, but to make the other think that he's doing you a favor. So you would say, if I'm not mistaken, or would you mind, or how about, or let's try this. Your children are not noble born, and you certainly would not want them to grow up to become part of today's nobility, the cold, ruthless, pharma, medico, government oligarchs who rule us and who would run the smallest detail of our lives. But you must raise them in the rarefied atmosphere of Christian aristocracy, noblesse oblige. You used to see that in the ruling classes, the nobility of England in the old days. It's true, they were most of them Freemasons, but all of them had manners. Manners start with a please and a thank you to show our dependence upon others, a step towards self-forgetfulness, really. A gentleman has his eyes on all in the company, that's Newman again, lest anybody should feel left out. That's important. That always makes me think of St. Therese. At recreation, she would always go to sit, not with her own sisters, but with the most neglected soul back there in the corner, because she knew that's where Christ was. Those nuns had recreation twice a day. We talk all day long. We don't manage much in the way of genuine recreation, though. But at least our conversations could show good manners. That must have been the secret of St. Francis de Sales. When he spoke, you knew he was going to listen next to you. It was as though there were no one else in the room. He listened to you. He wasn't thinking of what he would say next or of interrupting you. They say that was true as well of St. Pius X. Imagine the Pope of all Christendom. He made you feel as though you were the only person in the room. Imagine to be able to do that day after day with high and with low. There's a form of respect or of reverence even, whereby you are acknowledged. It is to say, you are important. In the 18th century, era of Jane Austen, gentlemen would always bow slightly in greeting, and ladies would curtsy. That was called a reverence, actually, and so it was. Our greeting of another is a form of prayer, says St. Thomas Aquinas, and the Hail Mary is nothing but a series of humble greetings. At first, no one would even say hello to the young Catholic missionary there in Calvinist country. But finally, when people got to talking about him, his combination of learning and manners made him irresistible. Even Calvin's successor, Beza, wanted to talk to him. Everybody did. from the ruler of Geneva to the Protestant lady who lived next door. She was always just about to convert, and she always had just one more question or objection. Her final one, she came to St. Francis one day to confide, her last one was this: why can't priests get married? Well, that's easy, he answered. Madam, you and I have spent a lot of time talking together, talking religion, and I'm happy to do so. But imagine if I were married, what would my wife have to say about it? Infinite patience, good manners, all things to all men, but sometimes humor wins the day. She converted. Oh, no one anything, says St. Paul. Look at Francis de Sales. All things to all men. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.